A lot of Turks living here in the U.S. travel home during the summer for vacation, to see family, but now some of them say they're staying away. Safiye recently completed her master's at NYU, and for safety, she does not want to use her last name. Safiye, as a Turk living abroad, how do you feel about these attacks, especially now that they're happening so frequently, it seems?
2 days ago, we heard the news. It's very sad. We're shocked and horrified about what's happening. There's a lot of feeling about vulnerability in our family back in Turkey. When I heard the news, I was with a bunch of Turkish Americans, Turkish friends here in New York, and we just started getting notifications about on WhatsApp and Twitter about, you know, there's a bomb attack in Istanbul. And suddenly, a couple hours later, the government blacked social media channels, and we were really nervous about what's happening there.
Are you going to visit your home country? Are you going to visit Turkey this summer?
I did not go to Turkey this summer, mainly because of what's happening in Turkey. A couple of months ago, when we were planning our trip to Turkey with my family, which is a very usual thing. Every summer, no exception, we go back to Turkey, spend 1 month or 2 months.
And your immediate family lives here in the States with you, correct?
Yes, they are with me in the United States. We go back, we will spend some time with grandparents and then travel around the country. This year, my parents said they were thinking of not going because the country is unstable and there's a feeling that the country is not secure anymore. We had that feeling when we visited Turkey last summer as well, because to be frank, there was more than 10 attacks that happened in Turkey this year and more than 250 people died.
Yeah.
And my dad said, you know, I really don't want to take any risk. So we basically decided not to have a trip overseas to our homeland, unfortunately.
How do your family members in Turkey feel about your not going this summer?
Me and my sister were really upset, and, you know, we called our family, and I'm from the capital, and then we kind of complained that our parents don't want to come back. They were not only supportive, they said, don't come. If it's possible, stay in America.
Wow.
And even we can plan to come visit you in the U.S. That moment I realized this is serious, and really it's in our best benefit to stay here this summer. And I hope we can return back to Turkey in the upcoming summers or in the future.
I mean, you're just not wanting to use your last name suggests a certain level of fear. Are you worried about your family members in Turkey?
People in Turkey who are frank about the political process or who criticize the government in social media or out in the public are being jailed. And this is a serious concern, both in my end and for my family. There was a couple students who got jailed for tweeting about the president. So I really don't want to take this chance of putting my name out there.
Do you criticize the Erdogan government on social media?
I mean, not on social media, but if you ask me right now, I can tell that the airport is supposed to be one of the most secure places in Istanbul because the government pays a lot of emphasis on keeping the airport secure. And the fact that this is happening at the airport means that the government is vulnerable in protecting its citizens, and the intelligence services isn't functioning properly, and they're not doing their job. So in terms of keeping the country safe, they haven't been successful.
Where do you see your home country heading right now? Do you think things are going to get better or worse?
Turkey has the worst geopolitical environment, and we have the Syria, we have refugees coming in, and we have the Kurdish problem, and we are doing good with our neighbor countries. I don't think we're heading into the right direction, but I think our recent news on normalizing relationship with Russia and Israel, these are good steps moving towards fixing our foreign policy, but we have a lot of problems in the country. The government is becoming more authoritarian, and these are major problems that are happening in Turkey. I am not precisely optimistic, but I want to stay hopeful and positive. The sad thing is people are hopeless. Back then, a couple of years ago, especially when the government came into power, people had hopes about going into EU, had real hopes about economic stabilization or becoming a democracy. But we're seeing these things happening again and again, and it seems like Turkish people are not hopeful. Not excited about joining EU or even the possibility of moving towards democracy. So there's a lot of hopelessness.
Given all of this, Safiye, is it hard for you to be here in the United States when all of this is going on back home in Turkey?
It's the holy month of Ramadan, and very sad that these things are happening. It's hard. My heart is broken. I keep staying in touch with my family there. I want to make sure they're safe, and I want to keep their hopes up.
It's hard, but you try to remain hopeful.
Absolutely.
Are you worried about how long it might be before you get back to Turkey again?
I'm worried about the future of Turkey, about my friends, but I hope that I can return back to Turkey as soon as possible. But I don't think it's very soon yet.
Safiye, who recently graduated from NYU, thank you very much for your time today. I hope you can get back soon.
Thank you so much.